Years ago, I did a podcast, and it was pretty popular, and I wanted to revisit for this system what I said. It was about this concept of everything is your fault. We're working on reprogramming your mind into this wealth and prosperity mindset, reprogramming the actual physical neural pathways of your brain. And as we do that, I think one of the most important starting places is taking responsibility. You know, in the Alcoholics Anonymous program, if somebody won't take responsibility, they don't even let you in the door. People, for whatever reason, myself included, it's much easier to blame other people for where we are now. If you're broke now, if I'm broke now, the way I look at it, it's 100% my fault. Why? Well, here's a simple reason. Number one, who else's fault would it be? Now, I will say, if you're under 18 years old and your life's horrible, I don't think it's your fault. It's your parents. Because legally, they have control over you, meaning even if you have a good idea, they can come and take it away from you. But if you're over 18 and you're listening to this, it's no longer anybody's fault but your own. If you live in a free country, if you live in, you know, a communist country, maybe I'd make an exception. But if you're living in anywhere that has democratic freedom, which is most of the countries in the world, and you are over the age of 18, or whatever the legal age in your country is, 18 to 21, some countries it's lower, then everything's your fault, buddy. Who else's fault could it be? Now, let's say I say, well, you know, this one guy, I was going to take this, start this business, and he started it before me, so man, it's that person. Well, I should have started it before him. That's how I look at it. I got this mentality from, I did martial arts, I did some Shaolin martial arts for 3-4 years of my life, and my teacher was an American who had grown up in China. His dad was an ambassador, a diplomat, and he had actually been trained, the son, my teacher, had been trained at the Shaolin Temple. And he said he was taught a mentality that if you're 40 years old and you're walking down the street and you get beat up, his Shaolin monks would say, well, you should have started doing martial arts since you were 5 years old. Then you wouldn't get probably beat up because people would know, don't mess with that guy. They'd be able to see the scars on your face, scars on your fist, and your attitude when you turned around. So the way they looked at it, if somebody beat them up, mugged them, it was like, man, I'm an idiot. Why am I walking alone in the middle of the night? Think how much better the world would be. This world's all about blame. I mean, I read the stats on unemployment, and everybody who's unemployed wants to blame the government. Okay, let me just take your side. It is the government's fault. Let's pretend it's their fault. What's the good in blaming them? What good comes from it? Maybe a little bit of good. Maybe within 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you can convince your congressman to go to the Senate, pass new laws, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great, great. So 8 years from now, you'll be broke for 8 years, and maybe you're going to rely on some government official who really doesn't give a crap about you to change the law to help you. Forget that way. That's so inefficient. That's like if you're trying to eat breakfast and your plan is like you're going to put your eggs on a spoon, you're going to throw a ball, bounce it off the wall, the ball hits the spoon, it shoots the egg up in the air, it lands in your mouth. Why not just pick up the egg and put it in your mouth? It's so much faster, so much more efficient. You're not going to waste your whole life on some hoping someone else will help you. Because let me break this news to you if you don't know. Nobody cares about you like you care about yourself. So you better get the mentality that I care about myself, therefore I better take this horse by the reins and be like, I control this horse, 100%. And if bad happens to me, I didn't prepare. Think about this mentality. Every problem that you can pretty much name, let's just take some, I'm not going to be political, but I'm going to digress into a little bit of politics. In America, we have a budget issue. We have a huge issue. What is that issue? Well, healthcare. It's getting expensive for people. And hey, I have no problem with helping people. But everybody's like, it's not my fault that I need all this healthcare. It's the government's not providing. I'm going to blame them. What about your fat body? What about the fact you've been smoking for 30 years? What about the fact that you wake up and eat, you know, cereal full of sugar? What about the fact that you don't exercise 45 minutes a day? I mean, whose fault is it? The government? Now, again, there's a place for government to help. No problem with that. All I'm asking you to do, imagine a world where you and I said everything's our fault that happens in our life. We're going to take 100% responsibility. Quit blaming people. It's going to take you a while. If you're listening to this and you agree with what I'm saying, it will take you 6 to 12 months to fully grasp and eradicate all the blame. That's because it took me a long time to get the blame mentality. A long time. But I'm going to tell you the reward for removing the blame mentality. I'm going to get to the good news. If you remove that blame mentality from your own brain, it won't take long till you will start to do powerful things. And it's going to be your advantage against other people. Since most people are always going to partially blame other people, when most people get mugged, guess what they're going to say? Oh, the freaking government should have more policemen out. Or, you know, it's these thugs' fault for not having virtue enough and leaving me alone in the middle of the night. But the wise person goes, hey, don't walk alone at 1 in the morning in the middle of the ghetto. Get away from that place. It's your fault. If you're stupid enough to walk there, you're stupid enough to get robbed. Now, again, I still believe, you know, that there should be police, and I believe those people should go to jail. But I'm saying, what's the effective theory for your life? You're going to blame people? You're going to be walking out there and spend the rest of your life whining about the fact that there's crooks? Let me tell you, I can tell you that right now. There's people who want to take advantage of you. Most people don't care about you. If you let those people, they will take advantage of you. I promise you. And I promise no matter what you do, you will not get rid of it in the world. So don't whine about it. Change yourself. Change yourself. Don't whine about how the government doesn't give jobs. If there's high unemployment, then guess what? That means every businessman who's still in business must be pretty damn good, because everyone else in our business, go to their door tomorrow since you don't have anything to do. I once had a conversation with these two girls. It blew my mind. It just blew my mind. To me, they were absolute the stupidest people I've ever talked to. But they were smart. They went to college. I won't say what college. So I'm talking to these two girls. And one of them's like, I graduated from college. There's no jobs. I got all this, you know, I got all this debt. I got like $100,000 in college debts, and now I can't even get a job. The only jobs I can get are like 10 bucks an hour, and there's unemployment. Sat there and whined. We were in a cafe eating dessert and just ruined the dessert experience to hear this idiotic girl babbling, okay? Not idiotic, let me not say that. Smart girl babbling. Smart girl who'd been brainwashed by the wrong mentality. She should have grown up at the Shaolin Temple. So I said to this girl, I said, well, since you have no job, and you have nothing to do all day, why don't you take this opportunity? Because she went to college for something I don't even think she liked. Her parents told her to go. I'm like, let's say you like, you know, fashion, and you went to school for business, or you went to school for finance. I'm just making up hypothetical for this girl. I don't remember what she specifically, she bothered me so much I didn't even want to talk to her. But I'm like, okay, so you got no job, you're sitting at home, so why don't you find someone who's still in business in the fashion industry, knock on their door, set an appointment, say, hey, you don't know me, I'm a college grad, having a little bit of a hard time finding a job right now, not doing anything, sitting at home, I'll work for you for free 8 hours a day. Teach me what you know, so that when jobs come around, I'll be already highly skilled in the fashion business and I can take advantage of the uptick in the economy. And what this girl said to that reply was, well, I don't want to work for somebody for free. I feel like I'm being used. But I'm like, you're an idiot. You're sitting at home working for zero. You're making $0 at home. So why don't you go earn a skill? But no, she didn't want to take responsibility and be like, that's a great idea. I could just be like, look, I'm going to use this time in my life to pull up my pants, pull up my britches, go out and gain a ton of skills. And then I'll be able to make money in the future. But no, she wanted to just blame the economy. The government hadn't done enough. Think about Occupy Wall Street. It's government, it's the big corporation, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, great. Let's say I agree with you. Because I can tell you right now, corporations are full of greedy people. Is that the news you wanted to tell me? You think you're smart if you figure that out? I already know that. McDonald's doesn't care about my health. McDonald's would be happy if every one of us sat there and ate hamburgers and drank Coke and fries and got fat and died of a heart attack. Why would they care? They're making money. So there's no big news that McDonald's is greedy. There's no big news that corporations are trying to get what they want, which is profit. There's no big news that Hollywood wants to sell even if they create stupid movies. There's nothing big there. I can't control McDonald's. It's too big for me. I can't control the government. I can't control. I can vote. I can do a little bit. But you know what I can do a lot of? I can change my life. I can read another book a day. I can do more sit-ups. I can eat better food. I can surround myself by smarter people, with smarter people. I can listen to audiobooks. I can go do some charitable work on my own. I can eat the right foods. I can go jogging every day. I can do that. I got full control. If you live in the Western world, you have full control. So it's not 90% your fault. Just trust me on this one. Try it for a month. Watch the power that you will start gaining. You'll go from a victim to being in control. You'll go from a victim to go, well, yeah, the economy isn't the best, but who cares? I'm in control of myself, and I'm going to make something amazing out of it. Because you'll never make something amazing out of it when you sit back and blame someone else. When you blame somebody else, you're waiting for them to change. And if you're going to be waiting for corporations or government to have your best interest, man, you can be waiting for a long time. I've been reading humans since the time of Aristotle. Socrates, Plato have been trying to figure out how to have a good government. They haven't figured it out well. I mean, you know, maybe the modern system works pretty well. It's definitely not perfect. People have been struggling with the ideal government, the ideal economy, the ideal way to motivate corporations, and they still haven't figured out. So if you want to waste your life waiting for other people to care about you, be my guest. Stop listening to this whole system now. This system is for people who go, yeah, there's a lot of crap in the world. There's a lot of people that don't give a care in the world about me and wouldn't care if I was dead if they could profit off me. But today is my day. I'll be in charge of my life. I'll do a little better than I did yesterday. I'll eat a little better. I'll exercise a little more. I'll make a better friend. I'll do something good. I'll work harder in my business. I'll build some skills that I didn't have before. You do that every day, and you are going to be an amazing person.